Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Economics 101. Second edition from Consumer Behavior to Competitive Markets is a short-form economics primer in the Adams 101 series, written by Michele Kagan CPA for readers who want an accessible introduction rather than a technical textbook. It is designed to explain how economies work through practical topics such as consumer behavior, trade-offs, markets, money, inflation, banking, and basic policy concepts. The book's purpose is to make foundational economic ideas understandable for beginners, students, and general readers who want to connect economic theory with everyday decisions. Rather than emphasizing dense mathematical models, it focuses on clear language and real-world relevance, covering subjects that commonly appear in introductory economics courses and financial literacy discussions. In that sense, it serves as a bridge between general personal finance awareness and broader economic thinking, helping readers understand the forces that shape prices, incentives, competition, and the role of financial institutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-friendly map of how economic systems allocate scarce resources. The central value of this book is its introductory framing of economics as the study of scarcity, choice, and allocation. Instead of starting with abstract theory, it presents economics as a practical tool for understanding how societies decide what to produce, how to distribute resources, and how individual choices accumulate into broader market outcomes. This makes the book useful for readers who may know economics only as a set of graphs or policy debates. By organizing the subject around core decisions and trade-offs, it creates a conceptual map that is easy to follow before moving into more specialized ideas. That approach matters because beginners often struggle not with complexity alone, but with the sequence of ideas. A primer like this works by establishing the logic of economics. First, people face constraints, incentives influence behavior, and limited resources require prioritization. Once those foundations are in place, later topics such as prices, market structures, and inflation feel less disconnected and more like parts of one system. Secondly, consumer behavior and marginal utility as the starting point for market understanding. A major theme in the book is the idea that economics begins with consumer behavior. This is not just about what people buy, but about why they make certain choices when faced with limited income, changing prices, and competing needs. The discussion of marginal utility is especially important because it explains why the value of an additional unit of a good can rise or fall depending on context. That principle helps readers understand everyday decisions, such as spending, saving, and substituting one good for another. By emphasizing consumer choice, the book shows that markets are shaped by individual decisions at scale, not by abstract supply and demand curves alone. This focus also makes economics more intuitive, because readers can relate it to familiar trade-offs in their own lives. The educational payoff is that once consumers are understood as responsive to incentives and diminishing benefit, a wide range of market behaviors becomes easier to interpret. It also helps explain why pricing, competition, and inflation affect people differently depending on their preferences and constraints. Thirdly, competitive markets, monopolies, and oligopolies as contrasting market structures. The book also introduces readers to different market structures, especially competitive markets, monopolies, and oligopolies. This is one of its most useful sections because it helps readers see that not all markets function in the same way. In a competitive market, many sellers and buyers limit individual control over price, while monopoly and oligopoly settings create more concentrated power and fewer alternatives for consumers. Explaining these differences gives beginners a framework for understanding real industries, from utilities and communications to consumer goods and digital platforms. The practical insight is that market structure affects pricing, innovation, and consumer choice. A market with strong competition tends to constrain prices more effectively, while concentrated markets may allow firms to influence behavior more directly. The book's treatment of these ideas is important because it prevents readers from treating markets as a single uniform category. Instead, it encourages them to ask who controls supply, how many alternatives exist, and what that means for outcomes. That line of thinking is foundational for evaluating business behavior and policy debates alike. Fourthly, money, banking, and quantitative easing as the mechanics behind everyday finance. Another distinctive feature of the book is its attention to money and banking, including how banks create money and why monetary mechanisms matter to the broader economy. For many readers, these topics are where economics becomes concrete, because they connect abstract policy terms to real financial conditions. The book also includes quantitative easing, which signals that it does not stop at simple definitions, but reaches into modern monetary policy. Even at a basic level, these topics help readers understand that money is not just a medium of exchange, but also a tool shaped by institutions, regulation, and central bank actions. By discussing banking alongside inflation and interest rates, the book gives a practical explanation of how financial systems influence purchasing power and economic activity. This is especially useful because many popular economic summaries ignore monetary institutions or present them in overly simplified terms. Here, the value lies in showing that financial stability, credit creation, and policy interventions are part of the same economic environment that affects households, borrowers, and businesses. Lastly, trade-offs, trade barriers, inflation, and game theory as tools for reading the real economy. The book broadens its scope by including trade-offs, international trade, trade barriers, inflation, price ceilings, and game theory. These topics work together because they teach readers how to analyze economic outcomes as the result of strategic choices and institutional constraints. Trade-offs and opportunity cost remind readers that every decision involves foregone alternatives, while trade barriers and international trade show that economic decisions also operate across borders and policy regimes. Inflation and price ceilings introduce the tension between market signals and government intervention, giving readers a clearer sense of why policy actions can produce unintended effects. Game theory adds another layer by showing that economic behavior often depends on anticipating how others will respond. This is a strong fit for a beginner primer because it connects decision-making, policy, and strategic interaction without requiring advanced mathematics. The result is a more realistic picture of the economy as a system of incentives, rules, and reactions rather than a static collection of definitions. That practical orientation is one of the book's main strengths. In conclusion, Economics 101, Second Edition is best suited for readers who want an approachable, condensed introduction to core economic ideas without committing to a full academic textbook. Students new to the subject, readers with limited economics background, and anyone trying to understand how markets, banking, inflation, and consumer decisions fit together will find it especially useful. Its main benefit is clarity. It turns a broad field into manageable themes and explains why those themes matter in ordinary life as well as in policy discussions. Because it is part of the Adams 101 series, it prioritizes accessibility, quick orientation, and practical relevance over theoretical depth. That is also what makes it stand out in its category. Many beginner economics books either oversimplify to the point of becoming vague or become too technical too quickly. This title aims for a middle ground by covering essential concepts such as market structures, marginal utility, quantitative easing, and trade barriers in plain language. For readers who want a solid first pass at economics before moving to more advanced study, it offers a useful and efficient foundation. If you would like to support Michaele Kagan CPA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.